When you are wanting and ready to pray, the next issue is what to pray. The best answer is simply, pray whatever is on your heart. Let your heart, without any fear whatsoever, approach the heart of God. And yes, God does have a heart. Biblical passages make that clear. Three examples. God's heart grieves in Genesis 6:6. God's heart recoils at the idea of coming with wrath in Hosea 11:8. And Jesus says he is gentle and humble in heart in Matthew 11, verse 29. God knows what is in your heart long before you do. And God loves you due to God's ever mysterious, yet ever consistent, unchanging nature. So you may as well give words to what is within you, seeking to be spoken and released. This will include prayers for others as well as for yourself. Above all, however, as you give words to the depths of your heart, you will discover your desire for God, which surprisingly is the strongest and most determined longing of your inner being. Yet you have to get through all the other prayer pleas to discover this amazing fact. You actually seek God for God, as you would seek your other in romantic love terms. The following brief prayer retreats seek to give you some direction, words, and permission. Hopefully, you will find yourself able to pray these prayers, able to move into their gentle currents, and find yourself at home and comforted. Comforted means both strengthened and supported. Perhaps on the basis of my prayer offerings to you, you will discover where you are spiritually and what you want to say to God and have God say to you, or do for you, or with you, or in you. I view the prayers presented here as runways to get the plane of your soul aloft. Once aloft, you can change your course whenever you like, but at least you will be airborne in the heightened atmosphere of God's Spirit. At that point, you will discover the absolute freedom of prayer, God's gracious permission for you to say and seek whatever you will. Discovering what is in you is as great an adventure as discovering what or who is around you. And if you like, you can write your own prayers or paraphrase any of the prayers offered here. That way you can make them more fully your own. Remember that your prayer is strictly between you and God, and as you seek to make prayer your own, be gratefully aware that God seeks to make you God's own.